Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're continuing our journey in the book of John, which has been so rich and so amazing. You may know that it is not part of the Synoptic Gospels, which is Matthew, Mark, and Luke. This is a different type of gospel, and we see a lot of narrative in here. We also see a lot of just the personality of John coming through, and we really see kind of a different dimension of Jesus. So today we're in the feeding of the 5,000 in John chapter 6, verses 1 through 15, and this is what it says. After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up to the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now, the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over, so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." When Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, it's a story we've heard 1,000 times probably as Christians. We've heard this, but it's so, I just want to take a step back, Lord, and really understand it. I do go to a very large church, and I think the auditorium seats 2,000. So it's I've seen a crowd of 2,000, but it's hard for me to picture a crowd of 5,000. And then the amount of, as an event planner in times past, the amount of food that would take to feed someone. And so, Lord, help us as we contemplate this miracle, what it means. It means that you are Lord of all. You are the one who created the fish. You are the one that created barley to make the loaves. And it is nothing to you to take what is little and make it much. And so for those who are suffering today because they lack, I pray that you would do a loaf miracle for them, that you would multiply what they have. You would astound them by your provision and your ability to do the impossible, Lord. Forgive us for forgetting that you are the God of the impossible. Forgive us for forgetting that you do great things. Forgive us for believing you for small things when greater things are there. Lord, later in this discourse, later we'll see in this chapter, you are talking about how you are the bread of life. And it harkens us back to the manna as the nation of Israel was wandering in the wilderness. They had nothing to eat. And even then you supplied them with what they were to eat. And Lord, you also provided water for them. And we see these kind of very earthy metaphors throughout all of the gospels of this provision of water, provision of wine, provision of the grape, provision of bread, provision of meat. We saw that in the wilderness as well with quail. And you are our provider, Jehovah Jireh, the one who sustains us. So Lord, my prayer today is that we would hunger and thirst for you. You also promised that if we hunger and thirst for righteousness, we will be satisfied. So help us to hunger and thirst for righteousness, that we might be satisfied in you. Lord, help us to turn to you as our first step instead of our 18th step. Lord, I confess that I will often try to fix a situation myself without first turning to you, who has such abundant resources. So Lord, thank you that you are our provider and that we can turn to you first. I pray that we will in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to me, and I'm so humbled and grateful. If you want to help the show, you can leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher. So helpful, and that helps other people find the podcast. So again, you don't have to be like an amazing writer or anything, just like one or two sentences about how the podcast has helped you. So thanks so much for listening, and thanks for doing that. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.